We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for the prayer line. I'm so excited about it. The highest number of calls we have had so far is 107. We give God the glory for all the honor, and we thank God for all the testimonies. I didn't even know God can heal mortgage. I know, but I didn't expect it. I was expecting healing for the body. I must have heard the testimony of that woman last night. Yeah, she mortgaged, you know. God is an all-sufficient God. He can reach you in every area. God heals. Don't murmur against God. Amen? Amen. If your husband is murmuring against God, pull his ears. If he doesn't agree, leave him alone where he is. Amen? God is not our problem. If your wife is murmuring against God, pull her ears too. Don't pull it too hard though. Amen? God can heal. God can restore. There's nothing God cannot do. So please put your whole confidence in God. Amen? Your feet. Lift up your hands and stand on your feet. Say after me, say, Father, I am a soldier of the cross. I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm ready to go forth at your instruction. Father, anoint me. Father, anoint me. I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm ready to go forth at your command. Father, equip me. Father, anoint me. Fill me with the joy of doing your work. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for enlisting me into your army. Equip me. Equip me, Lord. Holy Ghost, anoint me. In Jesus' name. Amen. There's this old song. Am I a soldier of the... Some machinists will tell you thank you. Say, oh, God bless you. Or you say, Jesus is your portion today. Say something that will make the person begin to ringa, ringa, rongo, ranga, 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 and go back to the gospel and probably go to church. Or you are attending to somebody, somebody attending to you. You know, sometimes I just ask. A lady was attending to me on the phone. Very nice, very courteous. I believe with all my heart that she's a Christian. At the end of the service, I asked, are you a Christian? He said, well, I believe in a higher power. That is New Age. Is that not so? She was so good. From interacting with her, I considered her a Christian. I was so happy that I was dealing with a Christian. But I didn't know that she's a New Ager. What am I trying to say? Everything you do, you can bring God in. Amen? God's a good God. Even if it is a calamity, you will say, oh, I thank God it could have been worse. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? God's a good God. I told you this story many years ago. Back in London then, you tell somebody good morning, they ask you, a lady in my place of work, they will always ask you, what, Jacobs, what's good in this morning? I say, you are alive. You can have a cup of tea. He said, so what? I have that every day. You know, there is God in everything, and God is good in everything. Hallelujah. God is a good God. So no matter your situation, no matter what you are in, no matter what you are experiencing, you can bring Jesus in. Amen? The Bible says all things work together for what? For good. To them that love God, to them who are called, according to what? According to what? According to what? According to his purpose. And God's purpose for you is to do his work. Never forget 2 Ephesians 2 verse 10. We are God's workmanship created in who? Christ Jesus. For what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand for us to walk in it. We are God's workmanship. We are God's equipment. We are God's mouthpiece, prepared in Christ Jesus for good work. The reason why God saved you and I is for good work. Amen? The reason why God saved you is for what? For good work. And one of the good work is to tell others about Jesus. With your mouth, tell him. Tell others. With your attitude, tell others about Jesus. In your marriage life, tell others. The way you live, interact with your children, tell others. The way you work with your co-workers, tell others. The way you relate with your customers, tell others. Hallelujah. Tell others about Jesus. That is one good work, you and I, that is compulsory, that you and I should dwell in. Amen? It's like going toward the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Those that believe, they will be baptized. And these signs will follow them that believe. What are the signs? What are the signs? Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 18. They shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. They will cast out devils. If they drink any poison, it will not hurt them. With their hands, they will pick up snakes. All these signs will follow you. Verse 19 of that Mark 16 says, God went about confirming the words as the apostles were preaching. Amen? It's your responsibility to preach. It's your responsibility to tell somebody about Jesus. It's not your responsibility to find out how it's going to happen. Is that clear? You go to the grocery shop. You buy your mede-mede, whatever they call it, your menu. They never ask you, how are you going to cook this food, do they? All they are interested in is your money. And the change is not correct. They look at your face and look at your face. And if you don't pay, they can press the bell and the police. Before you know, it's another story. It's no longer grocery. It's now grocer, whatever that. What I'm trying to say, in effect, is it's a responsibility to tell people about Jesus. Amen? It does not matter how they take it. But I also encourage you, listen to the leading of the Holy Ghost before you share it. Certain people, you want to speak to the Holy Ghost to say, just keep quiet. But make sure it's not the devil stopping you from doing it. Because the devil is also very good. Amen? Yes. A man of God was busy preaching in another town. And he had a revelation about a man. And when he had this revelation, he didn't do anything about it. But his heart kept being troubled. He now called home to find out about that man. He said, he died in a car accident about 2 p.m. yesterday. And God was moving in the heart of that man of God about 12:30, 1 o'clock to pray for that man. Do you understand? This is a reality. This is not a makeup. Perry Stone gave this story. A whole lot of us have also had such an experience. Some people will say, something was telling me. But that is the Holy Ghost telling you to tell somebody, do something. And when you fail to do it, you later saw the outcome. It wasn't a good one. Praise the Lord. Amen? So never lose an opportunity to tell others about Jesus. In your home, my son Joshua, when he was young, about 10, 11, I've given this story before. You know how children would do? They would just take the plate, eat, and flush out water and put it there. You know? Some of our children eat, instead of washing the knife and the spoon, they put it in the garbage. Does that disappear in your house? Spoon and knife, they just disappear. We can wonder. Whether it's ice cream, they ate it, you don't know. So this day, he washed the dish. I looked at it. I said, hey, boy, this is not clean. I said, if we were going to give Jesus lunch this afternoon in this house with this plate, will this be clean enough? He said, no, Daddy. He took the plate and scrubbed it. He scrubbed it so long. I was watching. You know, fathers, we do funny things. We just behave as if we are not watching. He scrubbed it so much. He brought the plate. I said, it's good. He said, okay, Daddy. He went back to the tap again and kept cleaning and cleaning. What am I trying to say there? That young little boy then, thank God he still loved Jesus today more than he did then. His idea about, Jesus, Daddy says Jesus is probably going to have lunch with us today. You know how children think. Whatever you say, they just believe you. And it's going to be the dish that I washed is going to use. So what did he do? He kept scrubbing and scrubbing. Praise the Lord. Every opportunity you have to do something about the gospel, do it. Amen? Every opportunity you have to do something about the gospel, what should you do? Do it. I'm just making it simple for us, because God on the last day is going to request from you, what did you do for me in spite of all that I did for you? That's called the white throne judgment. He healed you, he saved you, he delivered you from the devil. He put food on your table, gave you a family, gave you hope and assurance. What did you do for him? Amen? Like this morning, we started with thanking God for his goodness, for the food we eat, the fresh air, the clothes we wear. Never take God for granted. Amen? The health in our body. The grace of God to come to church. Never take God for granted for anything. Always, at all times, we have the opportunity. Always pay back to God. Amen? We must be friends of God. Amen? When we grow up, we are going to have a... I won't tell you the story. But if I won't give you the title, then you might give it to somebody else. I'll keep it. It is good to tell others about Jesus. Let's go to what we have for today. Everybody bring out your sheets. Everybody must have. You got it? Okay, what lesson are we today? What lesson? Read the title for me. Wake up, people. There's no snow here now. There's no snow in this room. 1, 2, what is the lesson? Seek, doing what? If God does it, if God does the seeking, what is my role? Let me just give you a gist of what I put here. You cannot save a soul by yourself. Amen? But we are God's mouthpiece. Our responsibility is to tell somebody about Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the one that will convict the people of their situation and pull them to God. Amen? Jesus Christ said, "Of all that my Father gave me, I lost no one." Amen? Praise the Lord. Some people, "Of all that my Father gave me, I lost no one." So it's our responsibility to tell others about Jesus. Just tell them. Now, if we are not to woo them, if we are not to force them, apart from telling them, what is our role? What are we supposed to do? Who can tell me? What you're supposed to do is prayers. Amen? You pray that the Lord will pull souls into the kingdom. Amen? You pray that the Lord will allow somebody who you need to speak to today to come across your path. Did you hear me? You pray that the Lord will bring people and situation into your life so that you can tell them about Jesus. You tell them and leave it like that. You don't force them. Amen? You just encourage them. You encourage them. You never force any person to give their life to Christ because it is an act of the will. Amen? Never force anybody. But keep encouraging and loving and encouraging and loving. If they are part of God's kingdom, the Lord will do what? Pull them into the kingdom. Your part is to pray and travail. The Lord is about releasing souls onto this ministry. That is why God has initiated the gatekeeper's ministry, to stand in the gap 7 days a week to pray for the ministry. Is this clear to us? The principal aim of the gatekeepers is to pray for souls so that the powers of hell holding souls in this town, in this state, will be what? Broken. Who will challenge the forces of hell with the blood of the everlasting covenant and break the powers of witches and wizards of our homes, of our families, of the people's lives, so that the light of the gospel can shine into their lives. Amen? So that they can receive the gospel. Hallelujah. Some people here, I'm sure somebody ran around you many years, ran around you, virtually one day. You came, you went back. And the person kept praying, and you eventually give your life to Christ. Whatever it is our responsibility to seek the lost souls. We seek the lost souls through two ways. Number one, you tell them. Amen? The first one is what? You pray. The next one is you tell them. Amen? You encourage them. You encourage them. Amen? Praise the Lord. Listen, when this house fellowship starts in your home, around your neighborhood, you are going to be a changed person. You will watch the way you move. You will watch the way you do your things. Like every person is going to be saying hi. Like in my street, last year, I bought 1-year Bible and shared for almost the people in my street, all the men, the families, except some homes that the Lord told me don't touch because that's completely of the devil. Now, because of that gift, I have a point to her. I say, "Hey, Mr. Bill, how's my Bible doing in your house?" He said, "Well, sometimes I read it, you know." I said, "Okay, no problem. When you have the time, read it." That created an opportunity for me to be able to interact with them. Is that clear? So you must create an opportunity for yourself Or, I mean, let me put it this way. You must look at the situation and use the opportunity to tell others about Jesus. Tell them simply and forget about it physically, but go and back it up with what? Prayers. Amen? That's a good girl. I said there, seeking the lost souls, if God does the seeking, what is my role? I put in Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples. Verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So our responsibility is, first of all, as a church, we're already disciples. Amen? Now we are to go out there and make disciples of people that are not already disciples. Amen? Listen, there's one good thing God does. If, for example, let me just put it this way. If I have 4 children and I want the house cleaned up, and I see all of them, they are getting busy, and they are really doing everything. The house is in order. And I have some careless change from my pocket, you know, and I know we have the time. And I know I'm a good father. And I know I can afford it. What do you think I would do that afternoon? Just check them out. No, I discourage pizza. Too much saturated oil. It's rubber oil they use in making pizza. I take them out. You know what I take them go to? Where my wife will not be there that day because she cannot go to Chinese by divine directives. Amen? But now that they are too big, because they are all men and women now, it's not easy to, because sometimes I go and buy the food and put it there. I'll take my own and eat. I won't say a word. Ellen will say, hey, can I have some? I'll say, yeah. Once we have some, John will have some, everybody will have some. You understand what I'm saying? When you begin to serve God and do his work, God will begin to arise and meet your needs. God will begin to arise and fight for you. Closed doors begin to open. Amen? As you pray and travail for souls, God will begin to send his angels to cause your needs to be met. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Doors that were closed for you before begin to what? Open. Your anointing goes up. Favor of God begin to follow you. But don't just think that way only. The devil too will also begin to go after you. But good God, you can say, hey, hey, yeah. You say whatever, you bind the devil, bind the powers of the enemy. So you can't bind the devil. You bind the powers of the enemy, cast them out, and resist the devil. Amen? As you begin to do God's work, God will begin to do your own work. God will begin to heal your marriage, restore your children, open closed doors for you. Amen? Because God did not ask us to serve him for nothing. Amen? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to what please God. For they that come to God must believe that he's God, and he's a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. The funny thing with some Christians, they sit down and hear these wonderful messages, and they just go out there and do nothing. The way they came in, they just go out and do the same thing. God expects you to arise today and begin to tell other people about Jesus. Little way, you don't need to carry the Bible. You don't need to carry the Bible all the time. Amen? You don't need to carry the Bible. Let you be the Bible, the way you live your life. That's a good God. I said, what is our duty? The next one is, you will be my witness. Amen? Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world, the whole earth. So our duty is to go there and make disciples. Our duty is to go there and do what? Witness. Telling others about Jesus. The next one I put there says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. I say, we are therefore Christ's what? Ambassadors. We are representative of heaven. Amen? So you must know the laws of heaven. As an ambassador, all you do is to defend your nation. Is that clear? Like recently, there was an accusation by the American audience towards China that they were hacking into their internet, into whatever they call it. The ambassador of the China said, what they are saying is nonsense. What they are saying doesn't make sense. You understand? But the evidence is there. But what is Sisi doing? Sisi defending his own country. After they said that they went to George Bush email and pull out some of his picture. Did you read? Where are you from? And all they went into George Bush's email, brought out his family picture and a whole lot of other things. So, and the China guy said, what you are saying does not make sense. What is he doing? He's defending his nation. He's an ambassador. You are an ambassador for Christ. You don't argue. You keep saying what the Bible says. Amen? How do you know there are no more than one God? There are several gods. All roads lead to God. You tell them, well, the Bible says there is one God, and the only way to him is Jesus. As you say it, there is power in what you are saying. The Holy Ghost is going to take those words later and begin to do a quick work in that person's life. And if they are part of the kingdom, the Holy Ghost trusts him. He will make sure that they come into the kingdom. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember a lady in her primary school. The teacher taught them Psalm 91. He told them that they should light a candle and pray with that Psalm 91. That's all she knew. And when she was in trouble, anytime she's in trouble, she would take a candle and light and say Psalm 91. And guess what? God always answered that prayer. The little she knew, she used. So you may be the one depositing the little that will save somebody's life. You never know. Amen? Okay. Then look at the other one and say, you are the salt of the earth. You are what? The salt of the earth. What does salt do? It makes taste palatable. Amen? Okay. Then I have there also, you are the light of the world. What does light do? What does light do? No matter how small light is, and no matter how thick darkness is, when that little light comes into that place, it will defeat the darkness around it. Is that not so? So never think, oh, you are not Pastor Jacob. You can't preach. No. Just tell them, how are you today? Oh, say, good. Say, well, we thank God. Jesus is good. You know, leave it that way. If you are allowed to continue, if not, just leave it that way. Is that clear? Trust that the Lord will keep using that word as a bell in his or her heart or mind. And eventually the Holy Ghost will bring somebody across that path who will water those words that you have said. And before you know it, bingo, that person is born again. Praise the Lord. I told you this story. God has been using us right from when we were young. Before I got married, I was leading the streets. I would gather boys and girls, teach them the gospel. And I told you how I went to my wife's school one time. As I was there, I saw a boy running towards me. My God, I looked. It was in my direction. I waited. And when he came to me, he clapped me. He said, oh, I'm still a Christian. My sister is a Christian. Oh, I'm still a Christian. He gave several names of the people that I ministered to. He said, oh, I'm reading medicine. I am this. He was so excited. I grabbed the boy and I was so happy. Amen? Praise the Lord. If joy can come in that little way, what will happen when we get to heaven is going to be wonderful. Amen? I also told you too how when I was preaching to the children on the streets, the neighborhood were laughing at us. They said, oh, you are the streets. You people gather the streets. You are the one that helped the street boys. So I was so discouraged. We were living in a posh environment. Things were very good for us. God has been so good to us. So I looked at myself. I said, as big as I am, big or God, I had money. I had everything. Why? I put my hand on the wall. I was really thinking, why am I doing this dirty job? Then God flashed a vision to me. I saw children filing into heaven. The light of God was shining upon them. Guess what that did to me? It fired me up. Praise the Lord. So you can never, God knows how to encourage you. Amen? God's a good God. Okay, if you look at it there, I put, where am I? Okay, the light of the world. Many are the man. Okay, let me put it this way. God has given us the man date and the woman date and the boy date and the girl date. God has given everybody the opportunity to do what? Preach the gospel. But how do we do it? We do it, first of all, how? What can you tell me, number one, how? Pray. We pray. You hunger. You say, God, give me a soul today. I remember when I was a young man, it was in Scripture Union. I used to say, God, give me a soul today. I need one soul today. One soul a day. And God was always very faithful. I said, God, I need my soul today. Ask God to give you a soul a day. Amen? Just sow the seed and move on. So it's a mandate. We're expected to do that. God's a wonderful God. God is a good God. God is a wonderful God. I rest my case there. When you get home, please, this sheet that I'm giving you, when you get home, study them. Amen? apply wisdom to it. It's very rich. A lot of information, a lot of research has gone into the paper you have. The one you had last week and the one you had this week. I'm going to give you a lot more before this month ends so that you have a folder and put them in. Amen? So go through them. Because our house fellowship, when it starts, everybody is going to be a part of it. If you live close to Harrison and you are in that neighborhood, we expect all of us in that neighborhood during the Bible studies, during the house fellowship, to go to Harrison's house. Is that clear? You will now help, if you have friends and people around you, you direct them to that house. Then when that house grows, you, who is the apprentice, will now come and start your own. Is that clear? Is this clear to us? So people who may not be available now, in the near future, you are going to be available. Because as we grow, we'll break into smaller groups and grow and break and grow and break as much as the Lord will give us the grace to carry on. Is this clear to us? The house fellowship, we are going to be starting 1st of March. That's by divine directives. Also, the gatekeepers, we are going to be starting 1st of March. That's by divine directives. Also, don't forget, very soon too, we are going to be having 2 services. I will let you know the date very soon too. Is this clear to us? The Lord is changing everything about us. So we need to be what? Current. God's a good God. Amen. This year is a year of harvesting of souls. A year where God will bless you more than you can ever expect. Amen. As you get busy for God, God will get busy for you. Those doors that the enemy tied, the angels of God will go there, boom, tear them open. Amen. Favor will come your way. Blessings will come your way. Also, you will find yourself, you say, hey, oh my God, when I was young, I didn't know God was indirectly wooing me to the ministry. When people are in trouble, I help them. When I help them and they are happy, I look at them. I get so excited. Oh, look at, I didn't know that God was just setting me up. You know, whenever I help people, either give money or show encouragement, and the people are relieved, I get so excited. God, you have used me. I didn't know God was setting me up for you. You know, you must get excited in doing whatever God has called you to do. Amen? Pray to God, God, give me joy as I go to tell people. Even when you tell people about the gospel and they turn you down, still thank God. But because you have released the word unto them, if they refuse and turn it down, when they die and stand before God, God will bring that sin. You turned me down. Hell. That's the way God works. When you and I fall down and dead, this is what happens. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. When I fall down dead, Isaiah, Joshua, John, and Elion, they will take care of the body. I will get out of my soul will click to my spirit. I will look at this stinking thing, and the angels of God will come. I just go to heaven. Amen? You know, that's the way it's going to be. But if, God forbid, somebody's not a Christian, when you fall down there, your body will still be on the ground, the demons will say, you are joking. For real. Then they will say, no, I don't belong here. No, I don't belong here. You know what God does? In the head, in our head, there is a secret recorder. Your conscience is your tape recorder. You know that. I taught you on that many months ago. Our conscience is God's secret video. Everything you are doing is in your conscience. You know that. When you lied and you are saying, I didn't lie, your conscience says, ooh, you lied. Just say it now. You lied. Just say it now. You lied. Just say it now. There's a secret. You don't know that. When we fall down dead, that conscience is going to come up. If you are not a Christian and you are arguing with God, all those things, you remember how you did all those things. How you denied God, how you did not pay your tithe, how you, whatever you did, all those things will be there. When you say, no, the devil will say, so some might take a rod and hit you on the, tie your, to be too late. That's exactly what happens. Is that clear? But if you are a Christian, as soon as you get out of that body, the angels will just appear, they just take you and say, miracle. You'll be so happy. You'll be looking around. You feel healthy. You feel the love of God. They'll be taking you down. And as you get to the gate of heaven, this is exactly what happened. When, before you get to the gate of heaven, all the people you have ever known, your late parents who were Christians, those you minister to, they will all come and welcome you. Are you hearing me? They welcome you. That is where hug started. They hug you. You play with them. Oh, I'm hoping to see my mother one day. I'll jump on her. Mm, kiss her very well. A lot of things are going to happen, you know, and then they will take you. And once they greet you, everybody will leave you alone. Then the angel in charge will come take you, look at your name, cross-check your name again, go to the storehouse where the keys are built, take your key, and take you on, take you to the robe room, they remove your filthy garment, put a garment of righteousness upon you, then they take you to the mansion, put you there. There is a time of celebration. And once you stand before, once you are ready in heaven, there's a celebration and your name is announced. And God is waiting to crown you. After they have given you a mansion, they come with a crown in a trail and present it before God. And God himself will put that crown of salvation on your head and use his hand to wipe away your tears. Hallelujah. And then you'll be happy after ever. You will remember mortgage. You will remember your beautiful wife, your houses, your cars. All those things will be worth zero. And they will give you an assignment, whatever you're supposed to be doing. Praise the Lord. But if somebody is meant for hell, they put them in a cell, maybe not bigger than this. Small, fire, thunder. The demons might call, oh, you were the demo caster. You used to cast out devils. A man died. This really happened. It's a revelation. A man died. He was a pastor and he was a deliverance minister. But unfortunately, he fell. And when he died, they buried him. Just as he was in that coffin, the demon took it. And he came back to life. And then they have three ships to torment this pastor today. Three ships. They have prongs of iron all over. They come. Chicka, 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 chicka. When 9 to 7 will stop, 7 to 12 will come. You know, forever. That's the way it is. He used to bind the demons and destroy them. Now it's in their abode. Also, in hell, there's further judgments. The devil gives people ability to kill, to do everything. When they get to hell, demons will also come and fight that person for killing the people. You see what the devil does. Go to YouTube. Type these things in. You will see people that have been there. And they will tell you all of this. We are trying to rescue our loved ones and ourselves from going to hell. Amen. So it's very important that we become instrument in the hand of God. So that God can bless us and bless our homes. Amen. If you are a wife, make sure you read your Bible and pray. If you are a husband, make sure you read your Bible and pray. Encourage each other. Amen. Encourage each other. I want my wife and I to be in heaven. Thank God we can't marry there. We would have married again. Eh? But in heaven, the Bible, God, Jesus can say we are what? Like the angels. There's no marriage or giving in marriage. That's a good girl. Let's stand on our feet. So your responsibility, number one, in saving our souls is what? Pray. What's the next one? Talk. Don't even call it preaching. Preaching is too heavy. Talk. Tell. After telling, then you encourage. Amen? So what do? You pray, say, God, give me a soul today. God, give me somebody to tell about Jesus today. Amen? Then after that, you pray for the person. What we used to do then, after going for evangelism, they give us their name, we take their names home and pray, Father, I commit this soul into your able hand. It's a wonderful thing when God uses you to save a soul. Amen? Back in my old church as well, back in Nigeria then, one day we're sitting down. I wasn't married then. A young boy came. He came to the church. And he said, hello, sir. I said, hello. He said, oh, my name is so-and-so. You preached to me so-and-so, yes. And I gave my life to Christ. I didn't know who that boy is. I said, oh, thank God. But after I said, thank God, I left. Then later I looked back. I said, God, thank you for that wonderful work. Handsome young boy was about 16, 17 or so. It is a good thing for you to be available for God to use. Amen? Lift up those hands. Confess along with it. Say, Father, here am I. I give you my life. I open up. I say, lift your hand. Look at some people don't even know what their hands are. This one, this is your hand. This. Hands up. Say, Father, I come to you. I hand over. I hand over my life. Open me up. Jesus, fill me with your presence. Fill me with your anointing. Use this mouth. Use my mouth to tell others about Jesus. Use my body, my attitude. Use everything in me to tell others about Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Give me the grace to live my life more and more to reflect you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the high priest in heaven. Pray for me now. Help me to grow day by day to become more and more of you. Jesus, touch my life. Holy Ghost, anoint me. Empower me. Anoint me. Empower me to tell others about Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Holy Ghost, increase, intensify the love of God in my heart. Holy Ghost, intensify the love of God in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed. You are blessed.